This is Roger Haymood from the Department of Accounting. We left to go to White Sulphur Springs disaster area to do cleanup. We took items that were donated here at the university down along with clothing. The first day we tore up flooring out of a house so that they could get in underneath it and clean out the muck and then put lime down later on. In the afternoon, we unloaded drywall and subflooring in a church, and that pretty much took care of the first day. On Wednesday, we limed two different houses and crawl spaces under both, I think. Tuesday, I wasn't there, but the students worked still in the one house that we'd worked in the first day, plus limed another. And the young ladies that were with me worked in a church cleaning, helping clean, because they wanted to have their first service since the flood on Wednesday. It was a good experience for the students, a good experience for us. And I think we just barely scratched the surface down there. There's just so much devastation in that particular area. And it wasn't hit as hard, I guess, as areas like Clendenin.
So basically, explain what made you want to lead a trip down there.
Well, White Sulphur Springs is my hometown, and knowing some of the folks that are still there, I felt that I wanted to help them out if they were involved in the disaster area.
How did the people react to your help?
Very well. I mean, they were glad to see us. They were all very appreciative. The one lady that we were working on her house on Monday, she knew who I was. She is in constant contact with my sister, and this woman lost, they're trying to salvage her house, but she also has a daughter that has cystic fibrosis and is in the hospital, so it's real stressed on her. Two houses down from her, I was talking to a gentleman that graduated with my brother back in the 50s. He sat in his house and watched the houses floating down the stream. He only had a little bit of water. It's amazing. He was in one spot, and two houses down, it was completely destroyed. Having gone down as late as we did, they'd already been working for a long period of time. There was just debris piled everywhere from where houses had been torn down and things were out on the street. It was awful.